Hello again, I'm Alan Lytle. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd, the director of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature interviews from the collection. Welcome again, Doug.
It's good to be here.
You've done a lot of interviews with veterans, and we have a very compelling story to tell today.
One of the most incredible things I think about archives today and oral history is that people can find our stuff. You know, we've been doing interviews for 40 years now, over 40 years, but being able to discover these interviews all over the world, being able to listen to them all over the world. We get requests every day. Recently, a request came in from Italy where a researcher was writing a story about a small town in Italy called Tremensuole during World War II. There was a major battle there. Well, we happened to have an interview conducted in 1986 with a man named Marshall Webb, who remembered fighting in the Battle of Tremensuole. So we connected this researcher in Italy with an interview online.
And the little town is called?
Tremensuole. That's where we were at for roughly, dug in, for roughly 3 months. At 11 o'clock, the 5th Army and the 8th Army, the English 8th Army, that stretched all the way across Italy, as I said in that poem, hell broke loose. We pushed off from Tremensuole, and at that time, I was a scout.
One of the unique things about Marshall Webb was that he wrote poetry about his World War II experience, and he read one of these poems during this 1986 interview.
As we reached our main objective, but just at the break of day, death and hell struck our company. All around me, my buddies lay. As I knelt down by my buddy, he knew it was his time. Thank God we won our victory. We hold the gust of flying. You can talk of all your battles, and history it will tell. But the one fought at Tremensuole was sure a bloody hell.
That's incredibly powerful in and of itself, but there's more to the story.
Right. Giovanni Caruso, the researcher in Italy, was not interested in anybody talking about the Battle of Tremensuole. He was interested in Marshall Webb, because on March 30th, 1944, during the Battle of Tremensuole, Marshall Webb carved his name in a wall in an alleyway in Tremensuole. Giovanni Caruso walked past that carving on the wall and wondered who was this American GI who carved his name. And through the power of the internet and oral history and archives, we were able to help him make that connection.
And sadly, like a lot of World War II veterans, Marshall Webb is no longer with us.
Right. Marshall Webb passed away in 2004, but I was able to connect with Opal Webb, his widow, and his children. We all met up in Campbellsville, Kentucky, and they told stories about Marshall, and we had a wonderful day that was very moving. They also agreed to donate all of the photographs and the papers to the archive. One of the interesting things about Marshall wasn't the Battle of Tremensuole experience, really. It was the fact that Marshall's unit was one of the first ones into Dachau after liberation of that concentration camp. And so much of his interview in 1986 talks about Dachau, but also his archival collection really represents that experience in a very powerful way.
That is such a significant find for historians.
Absolutely. We now have context for this interview in 1986 that was really a thin slice of Marshall Webb's life. We now know so much more. You can access the Marshall Webb interview online at KentuckyOralHistory.org. You can also access his photographs and his papers and his poetry on Explore UK online.
Doug Boyd is the director of the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. Thanks again for joining us today on Saving Stories.
Thanks for having me.